so evocative of something in your head. I'm not sure what it was, but the title of the piece was Blue Nile. It was making me think of, well, wondering about the Nile River. Is it really blue? It was in the Ten Commandments movie, the Cecil B. DeMille. You know, yeah, when Moses got out of the bulrushes, that was blue water. But I don't know if it might be all brown. I don't know. So, but what do we hear there?
Well, there's so many elements in the music. Actually, Alice plays harp on this recording.
Uh-huh.
And although we don't have the harp, right. Here, Terry, Mr. Bonus is doing an extra job here at the piano.
Mr. Bonus, very good, very good. Very
laying down the foundation for right. us. But
and you're listening to the fellow who, Andre Hayward, who played the trombone. And we also had Joseph Serrato on the saxophone there, the soprano sax.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, there's so many elements. Well, first of all, you know, Alice is was married to the great John Coltrane,
mm-hmm. and his second wife.
Yeah, second wife. Yes, right. And certainly you hear a lot of influence from him, from his music,
right.
and as well as Alice's own roots in gospel and
right.
Gospel music, classical music,
right,
and some of the Indian music, Indian classical music that she was heavily inspired by.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that piece that basically operated on a just a minor chord, but it was the chord was always going down into the churning Nile River. But
well,
you'd come up again and then go down again and up and down and up and down.
Exactly. Yeah.
But descending with you at the very end of the wood.
yeah. So there's a lot of room for vocalizing and chanting in this tune.
Right.
But in essence, the form is what we call a minor blues.
Right. Right. Wonderful. Wonderful, Andre. So now let's back to Steve Parker and tell us anything else you want to tell about the Sound Space event.
Well, yeah, if you haven't been before, one of the cool things about the program is it's interactive in a way for the audience. It happens at a museum, first of all, so there's simultaneous performances throughout the galleries, and each performance investigates a different sort of topic or scope, and this one is it's a tribute to Alice Coltrane, so we're presenting a number of her influences. There's quite a variety of people on the program.
There are several that you brought in today, but tell us who all is going to be featured on Sunday.
Additionally, we have Ravish Momin, who's also appearing at the Blanton Thursday at 5:30 for Beat the Rush. He's a drummer, Indian-American drummer from New York, who also works a lot with sampling and electronics mm-hmm. In his work. We also have a 75-plus member choir, St. James Missionary Baptist
Church.
Well,
how about that?
Gospel choir.
They're what time
really
are they
excellent.
Gonna be?
They kick off the show in the
right
atrium.
Right at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Wow. So we got to get there right at 2.
We also have Adrian Ruiz, who's a really fantastic trumpet player who's going to be playing a few ballads or laments by Alice Coltrane.
If you've never been to Soundspace before, one of the wonderful things about Soundspace is that it's a non-linear concert in that, you know, you will hear a performance at 2 o'clock, but at 2:20, you'll have choices in different galleries and such that the entire museum sort of becomes a sound installation with different mm-hmm. performers performing next to different art objects, and you choose which ones you want to listen to. So we do have
and
a map.
That's where comes the tragedy, because you have to sacrifice one to hear a different one.
Steve and I miss almost all of them. That's the true tragedy.
But that's the tension of creating a performance, is you want to leave people wanting more versus giving them everything they want.
Oh, the art.
Yeah.
The art. Okay, now Andre said there were two pieces. Are you kidding? Or I was told there was only one piece. Are you so, yes?
I actually have a second piece, but if you...
Just have at it.
Oh, okay. All right, this next one is a tune by the great Alice Coltrane entitled Charanam. Charanam actually means foot, or the ending of a song, and it's associated with South Indian classical music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another example of sort of a chant-oriented or prayer of some sort, or even folk song. Hope you enjoy this.
I will.
All right.